Aravel Stays Private Limited, which operates the Oyo Hotels and Homes business, said it has appointed Ankit Gupta as Chief Executive Officer of Franchise and Frontier Business and India. As a part of his expanded responsibilities, Gupta will be leading Oyo and Squo's flagship hotels and homes business as well as other verticals. He has been involved significantly in the strengthening of the Indian business over the last 2 years. He will continue reporting to Rohit Kapoor, CEO of Oyo India and Southeast Asia, and NBSP. The appointment comes at a time when Oyo is ramping up its initial public offering plans. And NBSP NBSP. Gupta has over 16 years of experience, including as a tenured partner in McKinsey. And NBSP NBSP. And Ultquo, my journey at Oyo has been incredibly enriching and full of learnings, enabled by the distinctive talent across levels within the company. Our focus on leveraging products and technology in improving business outcomes, and our focus on core growth markets has helped us emerge even stronger from the challenges created by the COVID-19 pandemic, Andrew Quo, Gupta said. And NBSP NBSP. And Ultquo, I have immense conviction in Oyo and Squo's mission to deliver a distinctive customer experience while ensuring that we help our patrons increase their revenues and business experience. As we move forward, I am excited to take on this larger leadership role and create a robust foundation for future growth, Andrew Quo, he added. And NBSP. The appointments comes at a time when Oyo is facing continuous roadblocks towards its IPO goals. And NBSP NBSP. On October 11, Zostel Hostels and Joe Rooms wrote to Indian market regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, urging it to reject the draft prospectus filed by hospitality unicorn Aravel Stays and suspend the latter and Squo's IPO. And NBSP. Citing the reason for its request, Zostel said Oyo and Squo's and Quot IPO is non-maintainable as Aravel and Squo's capital structure is not final and Quot. And NBSP NBSP. Earlier in March, an arbitral tribunal ruled in favor of Zostel, calling the term sheet which promised Joe Rooms and Squo shareholders 7% of hospitality unicorn Oyo as a binding document. And NBSP NBSP. Followed by Zostel, the Federation of Hotel and Restaurant Association of India, FRAI, became the latest entity to write to market watchdog SEBI, where it urged it to suspend Oyo and number 39's upcoming IPO. And NBSP. The hospitality body, which counts more than 50,000 hotels as members, alleged that Oyo has failed to make relevant disclosures around its ongoing investigation by the Competition Commission of India, CCI, as well as failed to disclose the consequences of pending litigations against its subsidiaries. And NBSP NBSP. As a part of its draft prospectus filed with SEBI earlier this month, Oyo said it will undertake a primary capital raise of around 7,000 crore and stake sales by investors worth 1,430 crore. SoftBank Group is expected to sell shares worth 1,328.53 crore, while Grab, which invested $100 million in Oyo in 2018, is selling approximately 51.6 crore worth of shares as a part of the listing process. And NBSP NBSP. Since its launch in 2013 by CEO Ritesh Agarwal, Oyo has grown rapidly, competing with US home rental company Airbnb and homegrown chains such as Fab Hotels and Tribo. And NBSP. It runs operations in 35 countries, including India, Europe, and Indonesia, and counts Sequoia Capital and Lightspeed Venture Partners among its other investors.